Monday, the third week of Advent. A reading from the book of Numbers. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel encamping tribe by tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eyes opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down but having his eyes uncovered. How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel! Like valleys that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. And he took up his discourse and said, The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down but having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but nigh. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Seth. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. And when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Jesus answered them, I will also ask you a question, and if you tell me the answer, I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men? And they argued with one another. If we say, from heaven, he will say to us, Why then did you not believe him? But if we say, from men, we are afraid of the multitude, for all hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, We do not know. And he said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings is to love the truth. The desire to know the truth is one of the desires which God has put in the human mind. Therefore, human beings are always looking for the truth. In the journey to look for the truth, there are many enemies which threaten and prevent people to know the truth, such as laziness, fear, and falsity. Laziness causes people to fear difficulty and not be persevered in looking for the truth. Fear causes people to have no courage to speak or to live according to the truth. Falsity prevents people to know the truth. Today's readings center on knowing and living according to the truth. In the first reading, King Balak, though has been told the truth by the prophet Balaam, still hoped for what shall be in opposition to the truth. He wanted God to curse the Israelites. In the Gospel, the high priests and the elders, even though they knew John's baptism and Jesus' power from heaven, they were still not confessed to this truth and lied, because they were afraid that if they confess, they must keep what Jesus taught. Analysis of the first reading. The prophet Balaam, though he is a Gentile prophet, spoke the truth. When Balak, the Moab's king, sees Israel's power was spreading over all regions of Transjordan, he's afraid that the Israelites shall also conquer Moab. The king sent his messenger to the prophet Balaam, who was living in the area, so that he shall curse the Israelites. The king hoped that with the prophet's curse, he shall win over the Israelites when they fight. The prophet Balaam was permitted to come to the king, but he could only speak what God wants him. After two times, the king had failed to find God's curse from Balaam's mouth. He was still patient with the prophet and waited for him to change. Today's passage described what the prophet Balaam told King Balak on the third time. The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eyes opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who has seen the vision of the Almighty, falling down but having his eyes uncovered. The first part of his vision talked about God's blessings for the Israelites. The second part mentioned what shall happen to King Moab and his people. God blessed the house of Israel. How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel! Like valleys that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Moab shall be destroyed by Israel. And he took up his discourse and said, The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eyes opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, but having his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but nigh. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheth. Many of the church's fathers believed a star shall come forth out of Jacob as the prophecy about the Messiah. But this prophecy was not quoted in the New Testament. However, it was quoted in Qumran books to indicate people's hope in the Messiah. The analysis of the gospel. The high priests and the elders were afraid to answer Jesus' question because they were afraid the result of the truth. Facing the truth. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? They challenged Jesus' authority to purify the temple. What they were angry at was the event in which Jesus came to the temple and chased out all the vendors out of there, and Jesus' healing of the sick. The reason why Jesus did that, he already spoke out in chasing them. It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. Jesus challenged them about John Baptist's baptism. He didn't directly answer their question. Instead, Jesus demanded them to provide him the answer for his question before he gave them his answer to their question. His question is, I also will ask you a question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men? Their attitude of avoiding the truth. Jesus knew well what they were thinking. If they were sincerely looking for the truth, they must confess that John's baptism and Jesus' authority came from God. John Baptist prepared for people to welcome the Messiah, and all people flocked to him to be prepared. Jesus' purification of the temple and his miracles couldn't come from human beings, since none had courage and authority to do such things. The leaders avoided the truth because they were afraid to receive the results from the truth. They ran away from the truth Not because they didn't have wisdom to recognize the truth, but because they didn't want to receive the results from the truth. The first evident result is they must believe in Jesus and do what they taught. They had wisdom to reason as follows. If we say, from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say, from men, we are afraid of the multitude, for all hold that John was a prophet. They refused to believe in the truth. They were lying when they said to Jesus, we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. To the lying, the truth has no effect on their life. The application in life. We must love the truth because only the truth can set us free and help us to reach our ultimate goal in life. We must desire and look for the truth. Once we possess the truth, we must live according to the truth's demands. We must have courage to stand for the truth. The fear causes people to turn their back to the truth and deny it.